has every line.
You may know what we talked about last week. Nobody. Nobody was paying attention. Fabulous. Oh, relationships. Okay. Awesome. Like what kind of relationships? Boyfriend and girlfriend. How to ruin your life. So, I have a question. How many of you, man, I feel weird without a hat on. No. It's just weird. All right. So, how many of you ever asked God the question, what do you want from me? All right, so two out of like 15. Everybody else is like, I know what God wants from me, got it covered, no issues, perfect, right? Oh, maybe three? No, but everybody else, no. So everybody else either knows or doesn't care. Is that where I'm at? Oh, they're afraid to raise their hand. Okay, got that too. So, for a lot of us, we'll do it in different circumstances, okay? We could share a story or two or three, and we really just wish God would show up and say, do that. That's what I want you to do, right there. Do that. Okay? Maybe it's, God, I keep struggling with the same sin. What do you want me to do? Anybody? Nobody. We're all perfect. We don't sin. Okay, got it. So, maybe this one. God, why are my parents so stupid? What do you want me to... Hey, I got one. Oh, two. I like your parents. You be nice. That's probably a good point. Everybody seems to like mine, too. And I'm like, have you met them? So, anyways, yeah. So, it's like, why are my parents being like this? God, what do you want me to do? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about parents overall. Okay, so here we go. God, why are my parents being like this? What do you want me to do about it? Kristen just said she's asked that question. If she didn't, she should. So, if we're honest with ourselves, we can look at the Bible and say, that's a big book. There's a lot of stuff in there. But it doesn't have all the answers, right? We're going to have to do jumping jacks or something because y'all are like zoned. Like, go get Karis up here. She'll just like run laps. Everybody will pay attention. Like total cuteness factor. I'll put her in my lap and then just have her sit there like a ventriloquist dummy. And then I'll laugh and pay attention. She will repeat everything I say. I'd be like, and Emily's a butthead. And she'll be like, Emily a butthead. She does that. It's funny. I'm driving. So this is so bad. Warning for all of you that have kids or going to have kids, okay? You don't have kids now, but they're going to have kids, okay? So sometimes I do bad things when I'm driving down the road. And people piss me off. So I'm driving down the highway, and it goes down into one lane, and there's nobody on the road at all. And they're doing 15 miles an hour on the highway. So I'm like sitting there for a minute. I keep looking. I'm like, I can drive around the shoulder. I have a truck. And I'm like, you know what? That's a brick wall, but it's okay. I can go around it because otherwise I'm going to hit this lady. And then she taps her brakes. I'm like, are you really brake checking me at 15 miles an hour? What is going on? So honest to God, I said, come on, jackass. You know what Karis turned around and said? Come on, Jesus. Karis, don't say that. That really did happen. Luckily, she hasn't repeated it again, but she will turn around. She's like, come on, Daddy. I'm like, did she actually say Daddy? Was it something else that was in there? So, yeah, now I have to, like, drive down the road. People piss me off. I'm like, Jesus loves you. And then Karis gets out of the car, and I'm like, I'll kill you. That has nothing to do with my message at all. I'm going to start, God, what do you want me to do with these stupid people that don't know how to drive? That's what's going to happen. And Emily gets in the car. I'll do something. She, what? Gary's going to say that. That's how my life goes. Okay. Back to these notes. That was totally free. You didn't have to pay for that. Dang, that's being recorded, too. I'm going to have to cut that out of the recording. You did? Good. All right. Okay, the JA thing, leave that part out. I'm good with stars, too. So, here's the deal. Even though the Bible's written 2,000 years ago, the answers are in here, okay? So, we're sitting here. My parents are stupid. What am I supposed to do about that? How is that answer in here? I got you. One verse today, okay? So, we did Bible drill for like 4 weeks. Everybody was like, oh, my fingers hurt. One verse today, okay? Micah 6. That's where we're going. Micah 6. So if you open in the middle, start turning right, and you'll see like Obadiah and like Jonah. The next one's Micah. If you get to Hezekiah, you went too far. Okay? 6. Like the age that most of you act. Just 6 for now, okay? Yeah, I found that pick. So, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the context behind this first, and then we're going to actually focus on the one verse. So, we're going to start in 6, verse 1, okay? It says, listen to what the Lord is saying. Stand up and state your case against me. Let the mountains and hills be called to witness your complaints. And now, O mountains, listen to the Lord's complaint. Okay, so Israel's mad at God. They want to complain. And God turns around and says, hey, I got a complaint too. Okay? So, verse 3, O my people, what have I done to you? What have I done to make you tired of me? Answer me, for I brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from slavery. I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to help you. Don't you remember, my people, how King Balak of Moab tried to have you cursed, and how Balaam, son of Beor, blessed you instead? Remember your journey from Acacia Grove to Gilgal, when I, the Lord, did everything I could to teach you about my faithfulness. What can we bring to the Lord? Okay, so here's what happens. Israel's turn around. Here's our complaint. God's like, well, since we're complaining, here's mine. Do you remember? Nothing. Here's everything I did for you. Brought you out of Egypt. Here's everything that's going on. At some point between verse 5 and verse 6, Israel's like, oops. So they turn around and start asking God, what can we bring to you? Should we bring in burnt offerings? Should we bow before God Most High with offerings of yearly calves? Should we offer him thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Should we sacrifice our firstborn children to pay for our sins? I don't know about you guys. I'm glad that's not a custom that we sacrifice firstborn kids. I wouldn't be here. So, they finally get the idea. They're like, oh my goodness, we have screwed up so much. What are we supposed to do? I don't know if they're being genuine or if this is just kind of more like, oh, great, what are we supposed to do? You know, let's just get this over with. Let's take care of the punishment so we can move on and, you know, do whatever we want to do. Anybody else ever done that with their parents? Yeah, I did. Fine, just give me my 4 spankings and I can go back outside. Right? It's like, it's good. I'm good with this. And they'd be like, well, you're grounded for a week. And I'm like, no, can I go back to the spankings? I'll take those. So I don't know if that's what they're doing here. If it's like literally like, oh, here's a bowl, here's some oil, here's whatever. Have a nice day. But obviously, God's a little smarter than they are. So here it comes. Verse 8. Here's what God wants Israel to do. Know, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. written well over 2,000 years ago, the same works for us. This is what God requires of you. This is what he wants. When you're sitting there saying, God, my parents pissed me off. What do you want me to do? Here's the answer. Do what's right. Love mercy and walk humbly with your God. Simple, right? Yeah? No. Maybe. Not for me. So here's what we're gonna go down each one a little bit. Do what is right. Okay? The actual word here in the Greek, I know y'all love this as much as I hate it. Okay? The actual word here is mishpat. Why that matters? This is why. It actually means do justice. Do what? Okay. So, it means to treat people fairly, no matter what. So, in this room, in case you're not aware, not everybody is the same race. Just in case anybody missed that when I walked in the door, okay? That means no discrimination. Okay? Not everybody's the same gender. No discrimination. Treat everybody fairly. Okay? Do what is right. Okay? So, Tim Keller is a pastor. He says the biblical meaning of doing justice is to be concerned about the most vulnerable, the poor, and marginalized members of society. Make long-term personal sacrifices in order to serve their interests, needs, and causes. So if you think for just a minute about the people in your life, think about the vulnerable and the poor. And it says, make sacrifices to serve their interests, not our own. I had a really, really good friend growing up. He has Down syndrome. Unbelievable the amount of crap that people would give him day in and day out. Used to walk down the halls together. Hey, stop making fun of him. Stop making fun of him. So when Emily and I started dating, got married, whatever, she, like, really wants to work with special needs kids. So I was scrolling through my Facebook feed one day, and this guy shows up, and she's like, hey, who's that? I'm like, oh, that's just Colby. I just didn't think anything of it. And she's like, ask me more questions. He's, like, chest covered in gold medals from the Special Olympics. Unbelievable kid. Nicest guy you'll ever meet. Like, I get birthday wishes from him every year on Facebook. They're totally, like, worded wrong and spelled wrong, but it's the ones that mean the most. And it's all because growing up and in high school and stuff, I made sure to take the extra time, help him through lunch or this setting, or just the little things by people that are a little more vulnerable, maybe poor, maybe don't have some of the advantages we do. Okay? Doing justice is at the heart of following Christ. We know from Jesus that he was concerned about the widows, the sick, and the orphans, and he came to renew it all. So if justice is what should be, and Jesus came to restore things to how they should be, then us doing what should be done is us acting just like Christ. And that's our mission. The second one, love mercy. What is mercy? Somebody tell me. Nobody has any idea. It's mentioned like 700 times in the Bible. Nobody has any idea. All right. Get out that handy dandy doodad thing that's in your hand all the time and somebody tell me what mercy means. I don't know if that one does or not. It may be in the back. Some do. There's probably one in Emily's Bible. in Araceli's Bible, but I don't know if they're aware that they're there. A glossary. See? What? Yes, read it out loud. All right, so compassion or forgiveness shown to somebody that you're able to give harm to. So, y'all have heard me talk about it before. What happens if you hurt my daughter? You die. Okay? So, if you hurt my daughter, it is within my power to kill you. This would be showing forgiveness. That's what mercy is. Turn around saying, you know what? I understand you hurt my daughter. And you understand that you should die. But today, I'm not going to kill you. Do it again, no more mercy. Okay? That's what mercy is. So, just as justice, we've got to do justice. It's not just like think about it. Something's got to be done. Okay? It says what? Love mercy. So it's literally sitting there saying, I know you harmed me. I know you did me wrong. And I know I deserve to punish you. But I'm not gonna. And loving that. Every single time. So literally, when the lady's driving on the highway, 50 miles an hour in front of me, I forgive you. And I will not flip you off, and I will not call you mean names, and I will not honk at you, and I will not do any of those bad things. I forgive you for being stupid. Oh, that's going to be hard. I'm not riding with Emily for a week. She's going to sit there. Hey, you remember that thing? Love, mercy. No. What? I can't wave at them because as I start waving, fingers start disappearing. So I just got to put it on the back of my truck. No, really, this is how it works. So Troy has Jesus loves you on the back of his truck. Ethan has it on the back of his truck. You know what I told him I was putting on the back of mine? Jesus loves you, but I don't. That's what I'm going to put on the back of my truck. Oh, people piss me. Love your neighbor as yourself. Guess what? Those people don't live next to me. Oh, I'm not very good at this. Okay. So, really, things like that. Like, honestly, this has been things that I've been trying to work on because it really has bothered me. I bought a new truck in October. And so I got up here. One of the guys who works here was like, dang, you already got the Jesus fish on the back. And I'm like, that's how it came, bro. Truck is blessed. Driving down the road. Wait a minute. These two don't work. Like, hey, look, it's the Jesus fish, you know, on Instagram. Hey, everybody, read John 3:16. Jesus loves you. Doesn't compute. So, yeah, I've been trying to process this. I'm usually pretty good about it until I get behind the wheel. Emily knows we're going to Houston in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm going to buy her a blindfold for the whole trip down there. We almost got beat up one time. No, I had this dude. It was so mad. He rolled up and he punched my window. It did not break, no lie. And I sat there going... I was dying to laugh. I wanted him to break the window so bad. I hadn't planned on going anywhere, but he was. It was really awesome. He punched the window, it didn't break, and I just left. And then he got even more mad, and his little girlfriend's over there yelling at Emily. I think she was about this big around. She's like, I'm going to drag you out of that car and kill you. And I'm like, I'd like to see you try. Emily's freaking out. She's under the car. I was not a pastor then, so it's okay. You're right, it's still not okay. She did still marry me. I still don't know why. It may have been all the drugs. But she's over here going, I'm so never coming back to this church. That dude is on crack. No, really, it wasn't the drugs. The only person that did the drugs, never mind. All right, so back to the Bible where it says don't do drugs because they do bad things. It's in here somewhere. It does. It says do all things with sober mind. All right. So anyways, here we go. Love mercy. That's where we're at. Love mercy, okay? Love kindness, love forgiveness. Okay? I guarantee you every single one of us could come in here every single week and give like some example of where somebody did something to wrong us or piss us off. We need to love forgiveness. It doesn't need to be like, I'm going to hate you and never talk to you again because you did this. We need to forgive and love forgiving. Okay? So that little woman, girl, thing that stole your boyfriend, she'd be like, look, I forgive you. He was worthless anyways, okay? You can have him. Tell me I'm wrong. When a boyfriend gets stolen, he ain't worth it anyways, okay? Mark my words. All right. So, yeah. Notice, Micah doesn't say do justice or love mercy. We have to do both. Okay, so we've got to love doing what's right and love forgiving people at the same time. Okay, loving mercy is like the attitude that comes from the heart that's behind doing justice. Okay, we were at a youth event a while back talking to somebody. They're like, hey, you know this person at youth that does this and this and this and this, and they list out a bunch of stuff. They're like, they just really annoy me. I was like, that's cool. They're like, you should fix it. I was like, no, I'm good. Like, why? I was like, do you have any idea what's going on at home? Like, what are you talking about? I was like, well, you know, dad's not there, mom's not there, brother hates them, grandma, you know. I just kind of started telling them about some of the things going on at home in their life, and they very quickly were like, dang, I didn't know. I was like, yeah, maybe you should judge a little slower and love a little more. Like, it's very easy for us to sit there and just be like, man, that person pisses me off, they're stupid. But we don't realize, like, everything that's going on at home or at school or in their daily lives that really is making them act in a certain manner or a certain way that they wouldn't if all that wasn't going on. Like, can anybody here, okay, I'll stop asking you to raise your hands after this. If you get in a fight with your parents, the next person that says a crossword to you is going to get it, right? Anybody else like that? All right, all the rest of you are lying heathens, okay? For real, like when Emily and I get in a fight, like literally I will go get in the truck and just drive. Because the next, I'm just saying, the next phone call I get, every word, F-U, oh, what did you need? F-U. Not really, okay, I don't actually say it. But I'm just saying, that's how it goes. Like if we get in an argument and I come up here and somebody's like, hi Aaron, how you doing? I'm like, shut up, I'll kill you. Oh, my bad. Sorry. So, like I said, when people do things goofy, like, we need to stop and rethink for a minute. Okay? Hey, what's going on in their life? Maybe they just, like, broke up with their, like, you know, dream love life person of, like, 3 weeks. Okay? So, like, their whole world is ended. Okay? So, the last one. Walk humbly with God. What in the world does that mean? The Message puts it like this. Okay? The Message version of the Bible says, don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. That whole, like, concept of, like, we're the most important person on the planet. No, you're not. Okay? We live in a world of self-obsession, okay? We are obsessed with us. You don't believe me? Look at your Instagram. Who are the pictures of? Don't even lie, they're not Jesus. Are they really? Oh, okay. I'm just saying. Like, really, look at your Instagram. Who are the pictures of? Me. Yeah. Okay. You don't count because we all know she's way cuter than you, okay? So, here's the deal. How many of you guys have ever heard this? You do you. Yep, every day. Or what about this one? Do whatever makes you happy. Yeah, those are pretty standard mottos of our time. It's about us and making us happen. The Bible tells us to live lives of humility. That's our job. We're supposed to continue to think about others, to continue to realize that we're not the most important thing in the world and that Jesus is. Go to John 3:30. What? I said I wanted to focus on one. I said we weren't doing Bible drill like the other weeks. 3:30. John 3:30. So while we're doing this, C.S. Lewis, you guys know him. He wrote the Chronicles of Narnia and that stuff. He put it like this, okay? True humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Okay? So instead of like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week thinking of yourself, maybe it's only like 23 hours a day. Okay? Somebody read John 3:30. He must increase and I must decrease. He's talking about Jesus, obviously. Jesus has got to be more important in our lives than we are. Like, if you open every single conversation with, you'll never guess what I did today. Instead of maybe something like, you'll never guess what God did for me today. Maybe you think a little too highly of yourself. Walk in humility. So, three things. This is what we're supposed to do, no matter what the situation. Do what's right. Love mercy, and walk humbly with God. All three fit together. If we do what's right, and we want what's right, we want to forgive people, that's going to cause us to live in humility. Okay? This is the right response to what God's done for us. He didn't bring us out of Egypt, no, but he brought us out of the minutia that we were before he showed up. So instead of our response being, hey, God, thank you for giving me fire insurance. I don't get to go to hell no more. It's an ongoing daily walk, daily life. Okay? So, this week, think about these things. Okay? When you and your parents are not on speaking terms, think about this thing. What am I supposed to do? Do what's right. Walk in mercy. And live humbly. Okay? Off to small groups. Girls downstairs. Guys with Troy. Yep, Troy's in Mexico. The guitar? Yeah, I would not. I would highly recommend you not. She. That's.